You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from CNBC. Walmart's majority-owned fintech startup. One has begun offering buy now, pay later loans for big ticket items at some of the retailer's more than 4,600 U.S. stores. This move directly challenges Affirm, the current leader in BNPL services, which has been the exclusive provider of installment loans for Walmart customers since 2019. One's expansion into lending signifies its ambition to become a comprehensive financial services platform, offering a range of services from savings to borrowing. The push into BNPL loans by One indicates a brewing competition in the financial services sector within Walmart's ecosystem. One aims to consolidate various financial services under its brand, offering a unified experience both online and in Walmart's physical stores. This strategic move could potentially force existing partners like Affirm and Capital One out of some of their partnerships with Walmart. One's expansion into lending aligns with Walmart's broader efforts to diversify its revenue streams beyond traditional retail. By developing new businesses in areas like finance and healthcare, Walmart aims to achieve higher margins and faster profit growth. The partnership with One represents Walmart's latest attempt to penetrate the banking industry, following previous unsuccessful efforts to establish a banking arm. One's no-fee approach and focus on underserved consumers position it as a strong contender in the financial services landscape. With its sizable customer base and access to Walmart's extensive physical and digital infrastructure, One has the potential to disrupt the market and compete with established players like Cash App, PayPal, and Chime. Headline 2 comes to us from Reuters. Amazon.com has launched a new grocery delivery subscription plan in the United States, targeting both members of its Prime program and customers who receive government food assistance benefits. The subscription, priced at $9.99 per month for Prime members and $4.99 per month for low-income citizens on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, offers unlimited grocery delivery on orders over $35 from Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, and other local grocery and specialty retailers on the platform. The service will be available in over 3,500 cities and towns across the country, providing convenience and accessibility to a wide range of consumers. Amazon's offering also includes one-hour delivery windows at no extra cost and unlimited 30-minute pickup on orders of any size. This move by Amazon reflects its efforts to expand its fresh food business and compete with other players like Walmart and Target, which also offer paid membership programs for grocery delivery. The successful trial of this subscription plan in select cities last year has paved the way for its nationwide rollout. Headline 3 comes to us from Eater Chicago. Foxtrot and Dom's Kitchen and Market are shutting down. The closure is a significant blow, especially considering the merger that formed out Fox Hospitality just 5 months prior. With all stores in Illinois, Texas, and the D.C. area shuttering, the situation has left employees in a state of uncertainty and concern for their jobs. While Fox Hospitality is reportedly filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, indicating a severe financial setback for the combined venture. Despite the lack of official confirmation from OutFox, the closure announcement has sparked widespread apprehension among workers. Foxtrot and Dom's Kitchen and Market had initially shown promise, with Foxtrot's innovative delivery-only app gaining traction during the pandemic and expanding its offerings beyond liquor delivery. However, the company's rapid expansion, coupled with financial pressures, seems to have led to its downfall. The closure also highlights the challenges faced by businesses in the food and hospitality industry, particularly in the wake of the pandemic's economic disruptions. It serves as a sobering reminder of the fragility of businesses, even those with ambitious growth plans and promising concepts.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.